You are listening to the Remotepreneurs Podcast. Here, you'll learn how to adapt to a new future of doing business remotely by listening to interviews with the new breed of entrepreneurs called Remotepreneurs. Now, welcome your host, a remotepreneur that came from the factories to building multiple location independent incomes all remotely, Philip Ville Stankowski.
Hello, remotepreneurs. This is your host, Philip Will. I just wanted to let you know that this type of episode that you're going to listen is basically a summarized lesson that I learned from a specific guest. And I already created a blog article. And this is basically a voice blog article that I want to test out and just make it easy for you guys to learn and implement whatever it's on the specific episode right away. So I would appreciate if you guys can share this episode with a friend or a family member that is actually trying to switch to remote working and become a remotepreneur, because let's face it, after COVID-19, we are going to be mandatory remote. So this is definitely lessons that you should learn. And I would appreciate, again, if you just share it with a friend. Let them know why they should listen and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. By the way, I'm running a giveaway. Anybody that leaves a written podcast review on Apple Podcasts, they can just send me a screenshot to my Instagram at remotepreneurs and we can schedule a free sales consulting call. I'll just help out to build your sales skills. Again, thank you and enjoy the episode and start implementing the lessons.
We grow and learn by making mistakes. That goes for entrepreneurs as well. However, there is a bigger question to the serial entrepreneurship enigma. Are you making the right mistakes? You spend years of building businesses, but something is in the way of getting to the level of success you aspire to achieve. Then, you read books, attend seminars, courses, and yet nothing changes. Well, look no further, because Greg Shepard, a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and angel venture capital investor, has built and sold dozens of companies for multi-million dollar profit using the BOSS methodology. Greg's BOSS system is designed so that it can be used in different areas, even in politics. With four phases, it's a system that will help you go through hurdles and obstacles faster and help you better manage your businesses. So, let's dive into the BOSS system and see what it stands for. Phase 1 of Greg Shepard's BOSS system, finding your North Star. The North Star has been used for centuries on end by humans for direction. A North Star is the directional of your business moving forward. Anytime somebody is building a business, if it's not a lifestyle business, you're trying to build a business to be sold to somebody else. That's where the investors make money. If you're raising capital, you have to provide the investors with some scene or vision of where they need to get their capital out plus their gains. Your business to another entrepreneur is just a product. So, you have to realize that company A has 250,000 customers. You may have 1,000 customers. They don't really care about your 1,000 customers. They only care if your product or service can be sold to their 250,000 customers. Those 250,000 customers that they have, they already absorb the cost for what's called the CAC, customer acquisition cost. CAC is the most expensive part of your business. So, the company that bought your business is just trying to monetize what they already paid for by buying your product to sell to their existing customer base. So, you start with your North Star and say, what is my business model? Oh, who would like to buy my business and why? What is my product? Oh, what audience would buy my product/service and what problem my offering solves? Phase 2 of Greg Shepard's BOSS system, why should another company buy your business? Before you start thinking about what your product might be, it's essential to figure out who is going to be your customer base that is going to acquire your product. A lot of entrepreneurs jump to selling a product without thinking who they're selling it to. If you want to raise capital, it's important to raise enough amount of money instead of raising more money than you need. You just need to raise enough money to get enough customers to prove to your potential investors who want to buy your business that your product works with their company. If you go past that mark, you're going to be burning cash and getting sales that it's not going to pay off at the same multiple. If the company that wants to acquire you has its own ICP, ideal customer profile, and then you spend 3 years burning cash and building your own ICP, and yours is different from theirs, you just wasted all of that money and time because there is no match up. So, You need to figure out if you're in the acquirer's ICP is the same one. When you're identifying your IBP, ideal buyer profile, you figure out as a part of that what their ICP is, and you do that for 5 different companies. That way, as you start to build your company, getting customers and burning cash, you're moving towards the North Star. Now, that you have identified who your customer is, it's important to start thinking about missions and objectives. Businesses sell based on 3 value drivers. 1. Growth, which tells the buyer that the people are interested in your product. This is where you make sure your ICP and their ICP are aligned. 2. Margin. Margin says you could do it in profit. 3. Retention. Retention says that your customers who buy from you keep coming back. Those 3 things are the most valuable parts of the business. Now you have a list of things that you want to accomplish. But you can't just stop there, you have to prioritize the list. Not all of those items are created equal. You have to break it down. You start with what's important and what's urgent. Something important prevents something urgent from happening. The urgent thing is the canary in the mine. If you have urgent things, you didn't do the important things. Greg Shepard's R. ACI model, responsible, accountable, consultant, informed. Greg uses his Raji model to help him manage his daily operations at multiple businesses with different sectors of the business. Responsible is the person who is going to do the work. Accountable is the person who is responsible for making sure the end things are done right. That might be the CEO, VP of sales, director of marketing, etc. Consultant is the part that stands for people you need to collaborate with to make sure everybody is on the same page and get good information from people. Informed are all of the people at the end that are going to be informed when this thing is done, so you get team alignment. You have your North Star at the beginning that tells you what direction you're going in. Then, you break down your mission objectives and results for each of those 4 areas. Now, you got into those 4 areas, you develop a prioritization system using urgent and important, impact and effort. Then, you delegate using the Raji model. Now, you're ready to execute. Phase 3 of Greg Shepard's boss system, the execution. This is the part most entrepreneurs fail to do too. Greg's morning starts with a scrum meeting where he gets on a call with all of his team members. One of the first questions he asks is, "What did you do yesterday? What are you doing today? Do you have any blockers?" Then, he says, everybody on the call separates themselves and identifies who or what the blocker might be. That way, the communication flow between the members of your team is improved. If there was a blocker set up by somebody else in the team, the person was aware of that, and they will fix it in order for the other team member to do their job. At the end of the day, the team members send out a daily email out, and it's in the same format as the scrum meeting. If anything is late, then you notify, and that becomes what's known as PKR, priority, key results. Phase 4 of Greg Shepard's boss system, the standardization. The standardization phase is where you document what you did by your 4 functional areas, and this phase will help you with any future onboarding employees to save you a lot of time and training. There are 4 areas you need to be documented in the standardization process. WHO and what? This area of the standardization lets everybody on the team know who is accountable of each part of the business. Future employees need to know who is responsible for sales and marketing, accounting, IT operations, etc. When, this part of the standardization process will let everybody and you know the timeline of when something happened in the business. For example, an email that came through the CRM or when a sale is done. How the standardization process refers to the best practices. This is the part where it helps employees know how to perform their tasks as efficiently as possible. All of these steps and processes are just you leaving breadcrumbs on how your business is done. Phase 5 of Greg Shepard's boss system, the Kaizen loop. Kaizen is Japanese, means continuous improvement. The Kaizen loop is when you back out and you loop through the boss processes and systems and see where you can be more efficient and effective. This is when the best practices come in handy, because you go back and you read the best practices and improve your work system. If somebody from the team is having difficulty navigating through their tasks, you find a solution to the problem to help processes run quicker and smoother. Greg continues today to help entrepreneurs build and sell successful businesses. He strives to work on the big picture by making a change in business and thus making a change on a global level. His passion is an inspiration to us all, not because of the numbers he hit, but because of his humility and willingness to share his years of experience and wisdom so we can become successful. He's paying it forward by passing his knowledge on to the struggling entrepreneurs. For more information, visit Greg Shepherd's website and start implementing Boss Method in your business.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the podcast to be the first to hear new episodes. And if you feel that this episode provided you with value, we invite you to share this podcast with a friend that is trying to escape the matrix and create his or her own remote economy. Visit remotepreneurs.com and join the email list to receive this episode's show notes and a welcoming gift.